And I'm Steve Brown. It's been a good season for the Ohio State football team and beer vendors inside the stadium. It was the first season of beer sales throughout Ohio Stadium during Buckeye football games, and OSU fans were drinking up. Joining us now is Columbus Business First reporter Tom Knox. Tom, good to have you back on the program. Just how much did fans spend on beer inside the Horseshoe this year?
Fans spent $1.1 million through seven home games this year.
So crunching the numbers a little bit here, on the low end, that's about 122,000 beers. Divide that by seven home games, it seems like fans drank about 17,000 beers per game. OSU said it was using the extra money from beer sales to boost security and to hire four new police officers. That would seem at least partly because drunk sports fans can get a little more rowdy. Do we know if there were any increased incidents this year?
I'm not sure. I haven't checked on that. I don't know.
But I guess the main takeaway here is that selling beer inside the stadium seems to be a good thing, at least financially, for OSU.
Yeah, I mean, the only really losing factor could be if there was a bunch of drunk people acting out. However, I think pricing the beers from $8 to $9 could tamp that down a bit. And there's always been drinking at Ohio Stadium. It's never been, officially condoned. But, I don't know how much adding legal beer sales that are pretty expensive would increase any volatility at the stadium.
Mm-hmm. OSU officials said prior to the season that they did not have an exact dollar figure that they were aiming for with beer sales. They were just shooting for what some other schools saw, including the University of Minnesota and the University of Texas. So how did OSU stack up in its first year of beer sales?
Well, I don't have the figures yet for Texas and Minnesota this year, but through the first three home games, Minnesota and Texas were both selling more alcohol than OSU was. But Gene Smith earlier told us that Texas was kind of the goal, and Texas usually sells more than $1 million. So to have $1.1 million, I think Ohio State would probably be happy with that. And, anything over the $350,000 that they had put towards security and alcohol and drug programs, I think, is a bonus for them.
Are there any indications of changes that OSU could make to this alcohol policy, maybe expand to wine and liquor or sell more kinds of beer or anything like that?
Well, they certainly could sell wine and liquor if they wanted to. However, when I got figures earlier this year from the other schools that do sell additional alcohol, which includes Texas, they said the vast majority of sales come from beer. I don't know how many people are looking to drink wine at a football game, but even at Texas, they said beer was the vast majority of sales. So they could expand if they want to, but I don't know how much more that would bring to their coffers.
Ohio State University officials say they sold $1.1 million worth of beer in the first season of beers being sold in all areas of Ohio Stadium. That means fans bought at least 122,000 beers during OSU's seven home games. Tom Knox from Columbus Business First. Thanks again.
Thank you.